Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christina is a longtime friend of ours. She is an expert in many areas, including management communication, but especially in the last few years, she has been an outstanding resource to us, helping us make sure that we do the best job we can as we use email as a tool. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, and she's our good friend, Christina Cavanaugh, all the way from Toronto. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. How's Toronto?
Toronto is good. You know, it's reasonably warm, and, you know, all is well. The leaves are a wonderful color.
Are you having a colorful fall? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you.
Yes, and it's been a nice, colorful fall, so it's slow and beautiful.
I was trying to think of how to segue that into the email, but I got nothing here, so I'm just gonna jump right into it. One of the things I was telling the audience, Christina, is that that we have a lot of things that the email, like the World Wide Web, like instant messaging, are applications, are resources, are significant tools inside the internet umbrella, and email has had a few things that have pulled things away from it, like instant messaging, like texting, and that kind of thing. But email is still a very powerful tool that we should use wisely and effectively, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. When I keep in touch with email overload traffic and different communities around the world, and the themes seem to keep coming back to email filters. How do I stop, you know, my inbox from being clogged?
Right.
You know, I've heard different people talk about, could we apply some of the Facebook apps to email so that we could have more filtering, more collaborative tools,
right,
instantaneously. I'm not sure we're even close to that, but I would say to you that email's here to stay, and it's up to us to be able to manage it properly so we are not feeling like inundated and overloaded by it.
Well, sometimes I wish people would think of their social media communications a little bit more like they do their email, meaning not as much clutter.
Well, you know what, Jim? Having said that, what I am noticing more and more as more people are using social email, some of the bad habits are spilling
really
into email.
You're seeing
where
that.
You've got a lot of chatter going on, or you've got a lot of useless messages going on back and forth. Too many email transactions are happening now.
Right. Well, exactly. That may be true, and but let's talk about that. Let's talk about how should we use email the right way. Because we've got some young people coming up that are digital natives. Obviously, they're really completely absorbed in the whole technology thing. But that doesn't mean that as they come into the marketplace, that they understand what some of the ethics and some of the proper behaviors are when you're using email for business purposes. Talk to us about this a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, it's a good point as well with this sort of Generation Y coming up. I think the most important thing with email is to stop and think, be proactive. Don't react in sending an email. You have to ask yourself, who is your audience? What is the reason I'm sending this message? And what kind of response do I want from it?
Mm-hmm.
I think we are so busy with just using our devices, we're not stopping to actually think about the golden rule of why we're sending a message in the first
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if people started to do that in their business emailing, they would probably end up sending more cogent emails and probably fewer. Because if you end up sending off a message that's not well conceived, the other party is going to come back and say, well, is this what you really mean? And mm-hmm. the next thing you know, you're going into a back and forth.
And it's frustrating for the other party who's gotten trapped in your little circular reference here. But you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say their time is being wasted by just trying to decipher the message. What do you really mean? Do you mean this?
Right. Well, one of the things that I think also that I think the younger generation may should pay attention to is they don't, a lot of times until they get into business, they don't use email that much, and they use a lot of instant messaging. They use a lot of texting.
Yep.
They use the social media sites. But what they need to realize is when they get into the marketplace, a lot of the people they're going to do business with think email is the universal standard for communicating business messages. And it is.
It is true, and I'm actually teaching a third-year degree program right now with people of this this group, and my last lecture is going to be about workplace email as they're going out to the workplace.
Right. Well, and I said it's a universal standard. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's become one of the key universal standards. The other universal standard is what you and I are doing right now, Christina. Pick up the phone and talk to somebody directly.
Well, that's right, and I find that I still do that, and I get people who are surprised. Oh, nice to hear from you. It's almost
absolutely. Remember, that's exactly right. You know, the human voice is the original social media,
and nothing's going to replace that until our brains can be wired directly into our handhelds.
Right.
Then we're still going to need human contact.
but seriously, you know, I think that this is a little bit of an issue with the generations. People, it's hard for you and people like you and me to believe that somebody would not choose email as a communication tool, but there are people who don't. And folks, as you get into the marketplace, you're going to be expected to use email more because there's a better record of it. You can share it better. A lot of the business communication you're going to do, you're going to want to keep a copy of that. And I don't know about texting and social media. I don't know how that works in that world. Hold on to that thought. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. Her book is called Managing Your Email. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.